You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Somebody went and sifted through some old newspapers from a century ago. They went back to 1923. They were curious to see what experts were predicting for our world in 2023. Now, it's always funny to do this. And let me tell you something. It'll be just as hard trying to predict where things would be 100 years from now.
Yeah, correct.
You know, in 2123, assuming we're still around, and I mean our civilization, you know, I tend to think that with the escalation of innovation, the way it's kind of going exponentially, that we probably can't even imagine what a world a century from now will be like, especially with AI.
Yeah, the machines will take over and kill us all, so.
Yeah. Are there any on here that stand out to you, though?
Well, number two, but we can get to that one in a few minutes if you want.
Why are you so fixated on number two?
Because it's just funny to me that they would just be like, I'll tell you it is, no ugly people. That was their prediction. There shall be no ugly people in the year 2023.
They said they thought beauty pageants would become obsolete because it would be impossible to choose a winner because everyone would be beautiful.
I kind of feel like it's gone the other direction.
Well, you know, the funny thing is we have more tools at our disposal.
We sure do.
To make us prettier.
We sure do. Case in point, my wife with her $16 tubes of toothpaste now that she has special ordered from a friend who's now dove into the toothpaste business. It's supposed to make her teeth so white they're almost translucent.
Yeah, well, between all the creams and cosmetic surgery and Botox and everything.
Filters. There's filters on your phone now to make you pretty even. So.
Right.
But that's because you're ugly.
Another one they put on the list from a year ago, they figured that people would only work a maximum of 4 hours a day. Now, that is more true than they might have thought. First of all, you've got Tim Ferriss several years ago putting out his 4-Hour Work Week book, which is a mega bestseller. You got a lot of people working from home. And let's just be real. For most people who are working from home, they are not putting in more than 4 or 5 hours of actual work.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Come on now.
Maybe.
Jeremy.
Maybe.
You think that the average person working from home is actually working for 8 hours?
I bet you they are getting more work done at home than they are at the office.
Oh, I'm not denying that they're more productive.
But they're probably making a few trips to the fridge, and maybe they've got Netflix going on, you know, next
Correct.
To them. So
going out walking the dog.
I don't know. It could be.
I think that 4 hours a day might be closer than people think.
Maybe.
Pick another one.
Women will paint their teeth black to be fashionable. Speaking of teeth.
They missed out on that one.
In a way, but I hate to go back to toothpaste again. They've got that charcoal toothpaste that I think makes your teeth black in an attempt to make them look whiter. So I don't know if that one's, you know,
isn't that
within the bubble, I guess. But they're
short-term versus long-term.
Short-term. You're not walking around with black teeth. Mm-mm.
The average life expectancy will be 100 years old. Well, now, you know, back then when they did this, life expectancy was only 57 years, and now it's mid to upper 70s. So
we're creeping up on
not
it.
Not really far off.
Drink your water, take your vitamins.
And the number of centenarians, you know, has shot up.
Yeah. So we're getting there-ish, kind of.
They said cancer would be eradicated, and okay, so it hasn't been. However,
we're working on it.
The advancements have been kind of mind-blowing in many cases because, I mean, just in my own life, I have people who have been diagnosed with a particular cancer who 30 years ago, it might have been a death sentence, and now they are cancer-free.
That's right.
So they were on to something. They were very optimistic, and let's just say we've come a good ways down that road.
Very long way, so.
With a little bit more to go.
I will be curious to see what that is like in 100 years. Cancer is not an issue anymore. That would be great.
You know, the biomedical field right now, it's getting a lot of smart people in it. Mm-hmm. And with the help of that AI and supercomputers, man, medicine a century from now could be fascinating. And it also could be a thing where you won't even need medical help because you will be pre-programmed in the womb or in an artificial womb.
Yep.
To come out, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, you know.
You won't have those bad genes in you.
Free.
That's
yeah.
right, yeah.
You won't have any illnesses in your body.
Yeah.
So.
How about eight? Homes won't have kitchens anymore.
Well, we eat out a lot.
We do eat out a lot. A lot of people don't
Uber
need their kitchens,
DoorDash.
Honestly. So that's kind of close. How about kidney koozies? It says like beer koozies, but to keep your internal organs warm.
You know, the only thing with internal organs that I'm still really holding out for, and I've been pushing for this for 20-something years on this show, is a way to open up your thorax, you know, open up your abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And you, your esophagus coming down, going into your stomach, you'd be able to move that to just an empty pouch. So you go and eat everything you want that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Then you remove the pouch and dump it. Then you hook that esophagus back up to your actual stomach. You eat a nice, healthy meal.
That is quite the contraption you've come up with. Can't you just stick your fingers down your throat and throw up?
No, because that causes all sorts of damage to your esophagus when you vomit. It's not good for you. But this, you just remove the pouch, you dump everything, then you go and eat healthy.
Yeah, so you get the experience of eating it and the you know, the endorphins and everything.
Exactly. You could actually have the worst pizza and candy and junk food and soda and everything else, but it would all go into another pouch in your stomach that you then dump.
Yeah,
I'm telling
that
you,
is something.
100 years from now, something like that will
the
exist.
TheSecondStomach.com. Invest today.
I'm an idea man.
GoFundMe.
I'm an idea man, and that one is a good one.
That's a banger, man.